Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tina Tucker singing The Anchor Holds, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn.
We've got to get out of the way so Jesus can get involved in our life. If you want peace that surpasses all understanding, and you want joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, if you want favor, if you want blessings, if you want the fullness of God's hand today, if you want His seal of redemption, if you want His protection, if you want the benefits and the blessings today of knowing Him, then deny yourself. Deny yourself. And put Him first, because that's the difference. See, until you deny yourself, you will never follow Jesus. Until you deny yourself, you will never follow Jesus. And when you deny yourself, then as the progression goes, you take up the cross and you follow Him. And when you take up your cross, let me just give you three quick bullets. When you take up the cross, we commit ourselves in three areas. One, we suffer in a lifelong battle against sin by crucifying our own sinful desires. Secondly, we suffer in a war against Satan and the powers of darkness, and we advance the kingdom of Almighty God. And third, today we suffer the hatred and the ridicule of the world by testifying in love that Jesus saves. Amen. Further, you have to take the laver of His Word. If you go back, and I'm not going to do it, to the days of the tabernacle, and they had a laver, and the Word is like a laver, and you cleanse yourself. And when you pray, thank God, He will hear your prayers when you cleanse yourself. And He said, whatsoever you shall ask in His name, that He will do. Amen. So God will not answer your prayers when your heart is not pure before the Lord. Wash your souls with the water of His Word. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Him. And let me throw out some statistics to you before I let you go. Remember, I didn't preach last Sunday. Three times. I'm trying not to take it all out on you at one time. But listen to these statistics. 15% of the church body today tithes. 85% of the church body only attends. That's documented. Is that denying yourself and taking up the cross? The church people will come to one service on Sunday, but never see them again till the following Sunday. They won't pray, they won't read the Word, they won't give. Is that denying yourself? What are you forfeiting for a blessing from God? What are you giving up when God's got something better for you? Make God's Word and God's work and God's will a priority in your living today. And when you look at our nation through the lens of the Bible, we used to be one nation under God. Now we're one nation coming apart. Our culture has chosen to tell God He's a hindrance to our civil liberties. And if the non-believing, Christ-hating rebels of this world today are afraid of a plastic Jesus in a manger at Christmas time, what are they going to do when the real Jesus shows up? Amen. See, the mentality is, well, don't offend. Keep prayer out of schools and public assembly. Keep the Ten Commandments off of the walls. We've lost our liberty in America, friend, because the church has forfeited the influence by godly sanctification, holy, world-denying, cross-bearing, following Jesus. But it doesn't have to be that way. The church has forfeited the light in darkness for the darkness. And the church is trying to save its image. But unfortunately, it's lost its impact. God's voice says, this is the way. Walk ye in it. And God today is saying, we have a promise from Jesus. And if you'll receive that promise, He'll turn your life around. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. The if is not for him. The if is for us. And so today, what we're bringing you to today, God is setting you up for something great. And today, you may have gotten some blisters. You may have gotten some bruises. You may be limping a little bit after this today. You may feel like, gee, whiz, he put me through the ringer. That's what we need. Because when it's all said and done, God will be glorified. You will be blessed. And God has set us up for something great today. The question is, are you willing to receive the greatness that He has for you? Let's stand to your feet. Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow Him. That's the order from headquarters. That's what God's telling us we need today. As you hear, your eyes are closed. Well, you don't have to do that. You can keep your head up and keep your eyes open. God sees what you're doing anyway. Ain't no need to hide it from man. Do you know Him as your personal Savior? If not, I'm going to ask you to do something right now. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to run back there and jerk you up out of the pew and drag you down to an altar. I want to know so I can pray for you today. If you don't have that assurance of salvation that heaven is your home and you've never asked Him really, I mean ask Him into your heart and your life, and you today are concerned about your soul, I'm going to ask you to do one thing right now. Do what I'm doing. Raise your hand. Anyone? Don't be shy or whatever today. If you're not saved, bless God, raise your hand so I can pray for you. Raise your hand so I can pray for you. If you're not saved, raise your hand so I can pray for you. Now, the next thing is, you don't have to raise your hand for this. You just need to move your feet to an altar where God today wants to abundantly work in your life. Have you denied yourself, taken up the cross, and are you following Jesus today? Come and solidify that. Come and strengthen your life. Come and put Him first.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.